You're on 2SER Wednesday Drive. My name is Mick Rad, and sitting opposite me on the desk is Mr. Joel Kasem. Hello.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Quite well, thank you.
It's good to have you chatting in the studio from maybe the last time for a couple of weeks. I'll be heading off
for
2 weeks on holiday, and you'll be taking the reins during good old Supporter Drive.
Yes.
Which kicks off on Friday.
It does. A couple of days away.
Everyone listening for the next 2 weeks, and we'll be telling you reasons, many reasons, why you should support 2SER and help us go for another year. Because it's not cheap to have all those transmitters firing radio waves around the state.
That's right.
So we've got to keep that going. But Joel will be telling you all about that over the next couple of weeks while I relax in Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam. Good for you. No, have a good time.
Thanks, Joel.
Leave us behind. Don't worry about it.
Okay, I won't. But this is a chance for us to sort of recap the weekend of football that saw us round out the AFL and NRL seasons for another year. One win was one for the ages, I think. You know, a team hasn't won for a long time.
Yep.
Being the Richmond Tigers got up over the more fancied Crows, yeah, I think you would say.
You look at the ladder, the Crows finished first.
Yes.
But it wasn't by much. They just a game ahead of second and third, third was, of course, the Richmond Tigers.
Yes.
So they only won by game. Mind you, when they played each other in the regular season, Adelaide Crows thumped Richmond by, I think, about 80 points. So they were obvious favourites going into the game, the Crows.
But... See, I was torn. Like, I had a bunch of mates who were big Tigers fans who were like so passionate about the Tigers. They're all there. They're like crazy excited. And then I had a friend who's an Adelaide Crows fan who lives in America who had just been over here for a visit maybe about a month ago. Said, if Adelaide make the grand final, I'm going to fly out from America back again just for the 2 days of the weekend and fly back again. So it probably would have cost him a few grand to get all the way back here and find a ticket somehow.
Yeah.
He did it. He came all the way back, but he was disappointed because, well, the second half, Richmond just ran away with it.
Yeah.
I was down at the pub watching it, and I just sort of missed the first half, which was mostly Adelaide were up and then Richmond weren't there. But second half, Tigers just looked unstoppable.
Yeah, to be honest, it seemed to me like the first quarter really was all Crows.
Yeah.
And it looked like, they could probably run away with this. Second quarter, not so much. Richmond did get themselves in front, and then...
The championship quarter, being the third quarter?
Yeah.
That's when the Tigers just stood up and went bang, bang, bang.
So that second half, they just went ballistic and were deserved winners. They played really well.
Now, the other code. Look, I try and be diplomatic about this. I've never really hidden the fact that I really don't like Melbourne.
Well, you're a Parramatta supporter. It's sort of it's in your blood not to like Melbourne.
Oh, but it's not even that. It's just the way Melbourne play the game. I don't think is really in the spirit of rugby league. In some ways, they've introduced a lot of slowing of the ball and a lot of wrestling techniques, and just their general attitude just shits me really.
Okay,
but they won. Big thing. They were the best team all year, I guess, and they smashed Cowboys.
Yeah, they really did. 34-6 was the final score. And that, you almost feel sorry for the Cowboys with that scoreline because it probably shouldn't have blown out that much.
No.
They played a good game. They got, players like Morgan and Tamalolo who were just, fantastic players and really tried their best. But just weren't matched. They couldn't match players like Kronk and Smith.
The big three,
And Slater,
And they all had a pretty damn good game. Like, none of them...
They all did, but...
I mean,
to me, I actually thought, players like Harris and Klein, they were real standout players for me.
True, true. Poor old Sean Fensom in the fourth minute of the game. Have you seen the footage?
I can't watch it. I watched it during the game.
I didn't notice it during the game. I didn't notice what had happened. Then they showed a close-up online, and I was like, whoa, it's like just broken half.
Yeah.
Like, it was ridiculous. I haven't seen anything like that.
So basically, he broke two bones, right?
Yeah.
The shin.
Is that the fibia?
Tibia.
Yeah, those
tibia,
ones
fibius,
in the lower half of your leg, basically. Got caught under one of his own players who fell on him and it just bent.
Yeah.
His leg just bent.
And sorry if you're eating dinner right now and listening to me.
No.
It was quite disgusting.
But it was amazing. He was getting taken off the field, obviously in huge pain. He had the whistle and everything. And he gives a thumbs up to the crowd. And
he tries to get him.
He's trying to get him all pumped up. And the crowd loved that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't help him, but, it was cool to see.
It was. Well, look, at that point, it was still nil all, so it was anyone's game.
Oh, right. A few minutes in.
But losing a player, especially someone like Fensom, who is
good player,
after 3 minutes, you lose a player on your bench. It's very difficult. Hess had to come on early. He's normally in on the 20th minute. So,
yeah. Anyway, it's done and dusted.
Yes, it's all over.
Melbourne now don't have Cronk anymore. It's the last time three of them will play together. Slater has signed on for another year.
As of this morning, he announced it.
You know, but who knows? I mean, the Storm always have players coming through, so you can never count them out. But
yeah,
we'll see if they can step up and double up next year.
Yeah, absolutely. But of course, now we have the World Cup to look forward to.
I know. When does this all start? Yeah. I can't remember.
Soon, actually. I'm not 100% sure of the date.
We just named the side, I think, yesterday.
And the Australian side has been named. New Zealand haven't named their squad yet.
Okay. No Tedesco in the Australian team. What the hell?
Well, how can you pick him over Billy Slater?
Well,
the bloke
up,
was...
You know, like it went, Slater might break in half as well. He's old.
True, but they also picked, I think it was Valentine Holmes to fill in.
I'd go Tedesco over Holmes. Anytime.
Well, the thing with Holmes is he can sort of do other positions where Tedesco's more a fullback and won't... You know, you couldn't really put him on a wing or in the centres. It's not him.
Tiger's Holmes, man. He doesn't want his player getting hurt.
He's not a Tiger, mate. He's a Rooster.
Of course he's left.
Yeah. Couldn't care less.
I shouldn't laugh. I should laugh. But anyway, Yeah, World Cup. Extra, we'll have to see how little pans out. It's almost like you need a bit of a break before we get into it again. You know, like, but it's probably only like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it won't be far. Yeah. And, of course, we have cricket coming up very shortly.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming to the cricket season. Well... You know, for us, who our teams, oh, my team bowed out a lot earlier than yours. It's been cricket season for me for a while, although it hasn't really started off in Australia yet.
No.
I mean, the Ashes aren't until the end of November.
Oh, right.
I think November 24. But the Southern Stars, they start a lot earlier. Their Ashes against England, obviously, I think is towards the end of this month. So,
oh, cool. All right. Well, that'll get us warmed up to the season for sure. Cool, man. Anything else?
No, man. I was just coming in to, you know,
just
get this glass of water out of here.
And I said, talk about footy. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for all the updates over the year of the football. We'll get some more sport-related things coming up when I get back. We'll play a track, right? We'll get a track from Nick Hakem right now called Roller Skates. Can you roller skate, Joel?
I used to be quite a good rollerblader.
Really?
Don't tell anyone that.
But everyone knows now.
Ah, shit.